Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Rhule, sticking around in Nebraska, gets a big extension today. I would say for Penn State fans, that is good news. That he wasn't going to come here because his BFF is the Penn State AD and he would be James Franklin Light. Hey, I've built programs up, but I can't get him over the goal line, so to speak. That crosses him, you would think, off the list, off the board. There was a rumor at the event last night from some of the Penn State bigwigs there that Urban Meyer was in State College recently. What?
He was in the state capital. I think he was in, like, either Harrisburg or the U.S. capital.
Oh. Well, that's what they were saying last night at the event, that Urban Meyer's in play and Brian Hartline in play as a package deal. But why would Brian Hartline leave his alma mater to still be a number two?
Urban Meyer's buddy.
Yeah.
Or his, like, lieutenant. Wouldn't you, if you're Brian Hartline, just say, hire me? I can do it?
Maybe Brian Hartline can't get a job that big yet. But he can if he gets named coach in waiting and Urban Meyer goes there for 2 or 3 years, wins, and then hands it over to Brian Hartline.
I would root for Meyer to get hired there because it would make what's already very easy for me, disliking Penn State football, that much easier.
Yeah, but they'd be good though, Chris.
Probably, but it's fun to just root against them in general. And if they had Urban Meyer, I'd be like, you hired one of probably the worst people to grace the college football coaching landscape. They could actually hire a guy who I think...
Here comes Moral Malsey again. You hear that, Donnie? Up back on his soapbox.
Well,
There's bad people in college sports. Who knew? Man.
Well,
How about that?
I'll refrain from
a cesspool has a lot of bad actors in it. Well, there's some groundbreaking stuff.
I'll refrain from going way deep then on this particular front, but they could
Do you want, the Pope as the next coach
they
of
could
Penn
even
State?
They could even hire the one guy who I think you have to say is demonstrably worse than Urban Meyer, and that's Brian Kelly. He could ditch his Southern accent. He could come back up and be an unlikable piece of garbage at Penn State.
One of our buddies from Keystone Custom Apparel who was there last night, they were a great sponsor and provided us with all kinds of shirts for the event. We have a lot of shirts to still give away, and we're going to set up a time for people to pick them up if they want them for free, so look out for that. But he said last night, he said, if I had to make a pick right now in Penn State, I think John Gruden's their next head coach.
Oh, you want to talk about failing the Moral Malsey test.
I do think he'd do well there. And I get, like, watching Belichick fail at North Carolina might make you think or make others think, oh, you can't go pro to college. That would have the feel of Pete Carroll to USC to me if they got Johnny Gruden. Don, you want to agree or disagree with that?
I don't know if I'd be too worried about Gruden. Like, if they got him, they'd be good. Maybe entertaining, but Meyer would be the guy that if they got, I would be worried about them being very good.
What about Brian Kelly?
Until he comes down with back problems about three years.
No, it's heart problems.
Sure, it is.
I'm starting to think Brian Kelly doesn't work in college football in 2025. I'm starting to think that act wears thin where he just excoriates players, calls out players, cusses out players, adopts fake accents and fake personalities depending on where he goes. I don't know. I think he needs, you know what I think he needs? I think he needs a media facelift. I think he's got to go do McAfee for a year.
But he's
got to go on TV.
Incapable of doing that because he is like a legitimately repugnant personality.
Again, another guy fails that Moral Malsey test. Is there anybody out there?
Wait, hold on. It's different than saying like so-and-so is a bad guy and whatever, because he is one, but No, I'm serious, though.
Like, yes, Urban, we know you're
Urban
serious.
Urban Meyer can,
you think he's a bad
can
guy.
Kind of like turn on the TV charm a little bit. Gruden obviously has Gruden's QB camp where he comes off to a lot of like rank and file people as endearing. Give me one example of Brian Kelly being anything other than a guy that if you met him out in a bar and he started talking to you the way he talks to people, you wouldn't just sock him right in the face.
Remember when part-time Notre Dame fan Craig Riley, our boss, said that he didn't like the way it looked for a Notre Dame coach to swear on the sidelines? He thought if you were at Notre Dame, you should use better
language. You should use better language. Yeah, it's wrong.
And I don't think
that.
He's the only Notre Dame fan who feels that way.
Do you think?
Like, I could see the Rooneys being like, this is not Notre Dame football. You don't talk like that.
Well, I think the Rooneys are very much that way. Here's another person.
You don't use the A word when you're talking to your players there.
Ass. All right, here's another guy. Can I offer you one other suggestion that Penn State might go after? And I think this guy would put them in a microwave and be good. Who are you, Joe? A man from Northumberland County, Pennsylvania, originally. He is currently 16-5 at his current job. He is in his late 40s, so he is not that old. He has coached previously at Holy Cross. He has the James Madison Dukes having another strong Sun Belt year.
No, you can't do that.
Why? Hold on.
You
Why
can't
not?
Hire James Madison's coach to be Penn
Worked
State's
pretty
coach.
Well for Indiana so far, didn't it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you hire Bob Chesney if it worked for Indiana and they backed Kurt Cignetti?
Because you're not Indiana, you're Penn State. Indiana, a school
yeah,
that's
right.
got
you're
nothing
not
to
Indiana,
lose.
You're Penn State. They're one of the two or three best teams in college football right now, and you're about to go about 3-6, 3-7.
Hiring James Madison's coach, I think, would go over like curdled milk there.
Because they think they're too good for it?
Yep.
You know what? Then they deserve whatever the hell they get.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.